Time now for your letters. Our conversation with Hemingway biographer Jeffrey Myers about The Old Man and the Sea spurred a letter from Bill Lamp in Leesburg, Georgia. I found it interesting to hear that the critic downgraded The Old Man and the Sea because of the obviousness of some of the meaning. I have to ask the question, since when does obscurity count towards greatness? Isn't it possible, Mr. Lamp continues, that the art of writing, painting, photography, etc., involves creating a piece in which others can see a meaning that fits them as individuals? If that is the case, what is obvious to one can be a hidden mystery to others. Rocky Finnan in New Albany, Pennsylvania writes, I have experienced many, many NPR driveway moments, but last Saturday morning on my way to work, I was blessed with John Burnett's story about the New Orleans choir Shades of Praise. I'm a member of my local church choir, and I cried for the joy of being able to hear their music, cried for the suffering they have endured, cried for joy for the fellowship and family that they have in their lives. Mr. Finnan continues, as I sit typing this, again tears running down my face, I realize that we are all members of a greater community. And finally, this from Steve Warona of Rockville, Maryland. No, 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 no. In a conversation about Oscar-winning songs, Mr. Warona heard me say, thanks for the memories. Bob Hope's signature song was called Thanks for the Memory, singular, not plural. Thanks for that correction, Mr. Warona. Now we get to play it again.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse,
how lovely it was.
And industrious listener Warona points out another common musical memory lapse. The Oscar-winning song The Way We Were, sung by one Barbra Streisand, begins with the word memories.
Memories like the corners of my
But wouldn't you know it, the S's disappear when Babs sings this Andrew Lloyd Webber song from Cats.
Memory, on a lull in the moonlight.
Thank you, Barbara. Talk amongst yourselves. And you must remember this. If we are a hit or miss, write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. We'll be happy to hear from you.